This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time to determine your fate health-wise. Let's push the clouds aside and get down to the nitty-gritty of information. Thanks to our friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here once again from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to go through any number of items that he has researched this week. He's a big researcher. You actually told me once that you're doing sort of formal research with your patients at Lake Cardiology, and was it EECP, or there? I think there were a couple of other things for which you presented papers at various gatherings about research at your own clinic, right?
Well, the cardiology world is finally discovering and realizing and accepting the existence of small vessels around the heart, which is a very important part of the appropriate functioning of the heart, and these can cause a lot of symptoms. They're a very common problem. The big vessels we all know about, these tree trunks that sit on top of the heart, the number one cause of death in America when these things don't function properly. But there's also this microscopic web or mesh that comes off these big tree trunks that go into the thickness of the heart, the so-called small vessels or microvessels, and these can have their problems. They don't relax and open and allow blood to flow, or they can get their own blockages in them. And this small vessel heart disease is incredibly common. A lot of people think it's the earliest form of any coronary problem. And what happens is you get symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, especially women get fatigue, unexplained fatigue. And you do a stress test, there might be a little abnormality. Then you go look at the coronaries, everything looks fine. And for decades, cardiologists were telling the patients, you're fine, there's no heart problem. But now we're much smarter. We know the existence of these small vessels, and probably at least half the people who have a heart catheterization and who had been told in the past everything's fine, it wasn't fine. Actually, you have small vessel heart disease, and cardiologists were missing this for decades. And finally, I think we're now recognizing this as a group and letting people know. So if you were told a decade ago or even 5 years ago that you were having chest pain or shortness of breath, palpitations, especially women, fatigue, and it's unexplained, and you had a heart evaluation and they said everything was okay, you may want to go get re-looked at because you may have small vessel heart disease.
You know, I don't have any of those symptoms, but you're so good and your system is so good that about 10 years ago, you found some small irregularity using the technique that you have just discussed, or digging around more to find out what may not present itself as a problem at the moment, but really digging in and seeing things. And you, I don't mind, you know, I always say talk about what goes on with me because it makes it great. You have my permission to forget HIPAA and talk about me in terms of how people can learn from it. You found, what, a couple of little micro vessels that weren't functioning properly, and that's when I started my 4 or 5 years on EECP. So tell your story about how you found it.
Well, we did a stress test in you, and you had a small abnormality. Stress test is like starting up the motor, and you're looking at the function of the heart. And when you put the pedal down and go high gear, and you want to make sure that the heart's functioning well in high gear.
And high gear comes, you get on the treadmill. Many of you have had a stress test on the treadmill. I went, I think, for 14 minutes or something, up to 1.5 times whatever your, what's the measure? I forget now what the numbers are, but it's something that's extreme to see what happens in your heart when you're really pouring on the coal, in essence, right?
Right.
So, and then you jump on the table, the ultrasound is there, and you stick that around, and you can see pretty much everything in your heart. And so you saw, what did you see?
Well, you're describing what's called an exercise stress echo, where we do an ultrasound of the heart at rest. We're looking at the main pumping function of the heart at rest, which yours was normal. And then right after peak exercise, you had an area of your heart, a small area, that wasn't contracting more vigorously after peak exercise, as it should if all the blood is flowing normally. And it turned out that this area that wasn't functioning as superbly as it should at peak exercise, immediately following peak exercise, was because of the small vessels, these microvessels. We looked at your big vessels. They were fine. If it's not in the big vessels, it's in the small vessels. And we gave you some more small vessels by doing this non-invasive procedure called EECP, which improves the blood flow to the heart. And we re-studied you, and you had normal stress tests, so we had improved the blood flow, and now you had normal blood flow, and everything was working well.
And that seems to have been consistent, because I stopped EECP a couple of years ago, and in my test last year, and I'll have another one this year, it showed that the thing had returned. Did it grow new vessels around the old? What actually happened?
Well, yeah. EECP does stimulate new blood vessel development. You did that out in California, right?
I did. Yes. Yep. Went to a place in California for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in a row. I'd go over there every week, sometimes more than that. I think it's, was it 20 treatments you're supposed to have?
Well, the way it's usually done customarily in our office, will prescribe 35 one-hour treatments. That's the initial dose. Most people will respond. About 85 to 90% of people will respond with that dose of EECP. They'll improve in their symptoms, and then the stress tests also improve with better blood flow. So we have an objective measure besides the subjective measure, which is just the symptoms, which everybody wants to feel better, and that is important. And then we can objectively approve that the blood is improving flow to your heart by looking at a follow-up stress test.
Right. And that's what I think. I had three series at least of 35, one each winter. As I went to California, I'd go and try to get 35 in over the course of the winter. And then I think, but it was three. It was a course of three of these at least.
And you got your turbo back.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes they call and want to know if I want to go back again. I don't know. That'd be overkill, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends how you feel. You're feeling
feel
too
fine.
Well, I think, right now.
Yeah, I feel fine. All right, let's talk about a bit of research that you did reading the journal Circulation, as long as we're in the cardio department. Yo-yo readings may signal what? If you have cardio, like, and when we say yo-yo readings, are we talking about blood pressure? Are you talking about heart count? What are you talking about?
All of the above. This is, as you said, Circulation. This is the main clinical journal, the American Heart Association, a Bible journal for all cardiologists. So if your weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, or blood sugar levels fluctuate, Doug, you may have a higher risk of heart attack, stroke, and premature death than people with steady readings. Treatment strategies to reduce fluctuations in these parameters should be a goal to prevent bad health outcomes. These strategies might include keeping blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar within normal ranges, not too high or too low, and maintaining a normal weight, not too fat or too thin.
So, do you need drugs? Do you need to eat better, natural homeopathic ways of if you have irregular numbers of getting them back to regularity?
Well, you know what I always say, my favorite drug is exercise. You combine that with a good diet that's targeted specifically to you personally for your ideal body weight. And if you don't know how to do that, talk to your friendly dietitian. So you want to figure out the calories, the protein, the carbohydrates and fats that you should eat to get down to your ideal body weight and deal with whatever other medical issues you have and get as healthy as possible. Diet is so important. And if you're not eating the right diet, there's no way you're going to be healthy in the long term. Mm-hmm. And then adding an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay, and that should include stretching, aerobics, and strength training. And that is an amazing way to maintain your health, to maintain your weight, and just to maintain a great positive outlook. It's my favorite way to deal with early anxiety, early depression, just a wonderful way without medicines initially.
So I'm wondering, as I think through my own relationship with you and how personal it is and how personally you treat your patients, somebody sent me, by the way, you can get to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, Instagram, at Doug Steffen, or you can send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com. The question comes on whether or not there will be in the future robotic-assisted technology in the heart or cardio care department. Can you imagine a time, and what made me think about this was EECP is sort of robotic, in a manner of speaking. It's a machine. You get put onto a machine that works you over for an hour. But is there anything that you can think of in your practice that could be performed, not necessarily better, but by robots?
Doug, I will never say never about anything. When I was in medical school, boy, I'm going to date myself, 1975 I started,
yeah.
And I think about what we had then and what we do today. I couldn't have imagined what we are doing today back then. So anything is possible. I think that we will have more and more robotics. We have robotic surgery today, and where it will fit in, you can only imagine. You know, George Jetson is here.
Well, there are robotic-assisted platforms that represent the latest breakthrough in different disciplines, for example, spine surgery. Andy Solomon now has more on some new technologies that are re-engineering the operating suite, at least as far as spine surgery is concerned.
I'm here at the North American Spine Society 2018 annual meeting, where Medtronic is discussing the future of robotic-assisted spine surgery. Medtronic has worked with surgeons for more than 35 years to anticipate their needs for solutions to make surgery more predictable. Adult and pediatric spine surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Gum from the Leatherman Spine Center in Louisville, Kentucky, is here to provide his insights.
Medtronic's robotic-assisted technology can play a truly transformative role in refining minimally invasive spine surgery by providing precise and predictable guidance for implant placement.
Dr. Gum also spoke about the future of robotic-assisted spine surgery.
Future innovations with Medtronic's robotic-assisted surgery will focus on improving procedural efficiency, reducing OR time, and leveraging real-time data to allow for more accuracy and even better clinical outcomes.
For more, go to Medtronic.com.
Jen here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night, and you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
We'll be right back. reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week, and we create podcasts around the information that Ken gleans. So you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com, the latest podcast there from Dr. Ken, because there are two of them at the Good Day Health Show, one from Dr. Ken, one from Dr. Jack. In our latest, and by the way, they're all archived, they're all described, you can see what's there. So the most recent one from Ken and I discusses the benefits of romantic kissing. I like how much it does for your immune system and knowing your compatibility with your partner. Hugs are good for your blood pressure, too. So that study is there. And then there is a discussion on the podcast currently showing that 10 minutes of daily mild exercise can improve your memory. And then the question, did you know that your height can have an effect on getting varicose veins? I didn't know any of that stuff. You can find the answer to that on the podcast. And there's also news that syphilis in babies is at an all-time high. Information on good health in general. Lots of kibitzing, lots of conversation, edited down, boiled down into a few minutes so you can get the gist of our conversations every week. You must go to gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you will find the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, we continue with our focus on the medical news of the week. And the good news for drinkers is, this has sort of been up and down. This is like science is proving itself. I think we had something a while ago. Drinking is okay. Drinking's not okay. What does it do? It doesn't do all that. So here's the latest in that saga, Ken.
Yeah, and I just want to add the latest on hugging, which we talked about last week, and you were just mentioning, is that we now learn that it actually stimulates the release of oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, and a good hug will actually make you feel have a calming effect, reduce depression and anxiety, and and just get this oxytocin out there. That's the really feel good hormone. You know, when you're having sex, that's going crazy. When babies are breastfeeding, that hormone is going crazy. So it's a wonderful sensation, and a nice healthy way is actually with hugging. And let's talk a little bit about the latest about drinking. And yes, this is an update. It's the largest, biggest study, most thorough study. And is it the last word? Who knows? But it's the latest word. This is out of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research just this week. And the news this week, Doug, is that folks who consume a drink or two of alcohol every day are more likely to die prematurely. At any age, if you drink daily, even just one or two drinks, you have a 20% increased risk of death compared to someone who drinks the same amount 2 to 3 times a week. Most of the increased risk of early death comes from an increased risk of cancer from these studies. And drinking more than 4 times a week can also increase the risk of heart attack and stroke.
But so, aren't we told in previous studies that drinking a beer a day or a glass of wine a day is good for us? I mean, well, how do we know what to believe in these circumstances?
This is going to confuse you. This is just it is confusing, but and everyone admits that this study is more, and this was discussed in this paper, and it's the fact that this is a much, much larger study. It's more precise. It's looking more carefully, and it's more powerful than the previous studies. And again, is it the last word? That's a good question,
but it's
a pretty powerful study.
Yeah, but it's not the last word. It'll be contradictions that come. Somebody else will come up with some reason to study something else.
But you know, the truth may be in the middle. You know, if you want to use alcohol for your health, use it as a treat.
There you go. I'll tell you, coming from a family of alcoholics, there's nothing pleasant about any of the abuse of alcohol, as far as I'm concerned. 28 after the hour here on the Good Day Health program. Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The most contentious battle over a Supreme Court nominee in memory is almost over. Judge Brett Kavanaugh appears poised to be confirmed today, this after the Senate advanced the confirmation with a procedural vote and several undecided senators announced they would vote in favor of Kavanaugh, including Maine Senator Susan Collins. The suspense in the Senate ended when Collins punctuated a 43-minute speech with these words.
I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Shortly afterward, lone Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he too will vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Experience for all humans of all ages. The Good Day Health Program, is that maybe overstating it a bit? Nah, I don't think so, because Ken is really an expert in his field. At Lake Cardiology, you get all kinds. This is not the once over lightly treatment that you get with other doctors. Ken is very thorough. He's got a following not only locally in Central Florida, but all over the state, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People come from all over the world to see Ken, in fact. And you can have that experience as well if you'd like to book an appointment. Why not? 352-735-1400. Connects you to Lake Cardiology and Dr. Ken at his clinic. 352-735-1400. Back to the trending stories of the week from the world of medicine. Smoking weakening the immune system. I would have thought that didn't need to be studied. That's kind of a duh, isn't it?
Well, it's a new wrinkle on it. It's from the dental literature, the Journal of Endodontics this week. The list of health risks, Doug, linking to smoking just continues to grow. The news this week is that aside from lung cancer, emphysema, and heart disease, the problems we know about, cigarette smokers, they also have a weakened immune system affecting their dental health. Smoking apparently reduces the ability of pulp inside teeth to fight illness and disease.
Mm-hmm. So this underscores our conversation, good doctors know, of the connection between gum health the health generally in your mouth and what it leads to with the rest of, with regard to the rest of your body. There's so many connections to the gum that most people don't see, and I don't know that doctors represent that as being as important as it is, Ken. Do you agree with that?
I think the mouth is the doorway to good health, and if you don't keep your gums and teeth healthy, that inflammation will spread throughout the body and cause problems far from the mouth. So it's having a good dental hygienist and a good dentist is just absolutely necessary for good overall health.
All right, Viagra in the medical news this week, and it isn't good.
Well, there's a lesson here for all of us. This comes out of the medical journal Retinal Cases this month. High doses of the impotence drug, commonly known as Viagra drug, can cause damage to the eye's retina that results in irreversibly tinted vision. People who depend on colored vision for their livelihood need to realize there could be a long-lasting impact of overindulging in this drug. Normal doses of the drug can cause vision problems, but a big but, symptoms typically disappear within 24 hours when you use the normal dose. So living by the philosophy that if a little bit is good, Doug, a lot is better, can be very dangerous to your health, especially if you're using Viagra and rely on your color vision.
So Viagra is not as important. Is it used as much now as it used to be? Do you think it was very, it was a craze
when it first
came up?
Used a lot.
It is. And what about Cialis and Levitra and the other things?
That group of drugs, Viagra, Cialis, that group of drugs, there's other choices. And Viagra had the benefit of being the first guy on the block, so that's why it got a lot of publicity.
Well, so is this an example of drugs that if you don't have a 30-year test run, you don't really know? I think that's what you were alluding to at the beginning.
Well, actually, what I was alluding to is that people on their own taking higher doses, thinking that a little is good, so a lot should be a lot better, and you can get yourself in trouble. And this is not bad medicine. This is just patients on their own taking more than they are prescribed. And you can really do yourself in doing this, especially if you like your eyes.
Yeah. All right, I got I like my eyes.
So I'm not trying
to... like my eyes?
I am not trying to steer people away from Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to urge you to use the dose that's prescribed by your physician.
Right. Or less. So now we have these stories this week of powders being sent to the Pentagon, to the White House, ricin or other things that have been, 10 years or so ago?
Anthrax.
Anthrax, that was it. So what is ricin? What's anthrax? What's the worry here?
Well, people have been asking me about this, so I thought I would add it this week, Doug, because of the front page news about it. So ricin is a natural but very toxic compound. It's a byproduct of processing castor beans. I don't think you're growing those on your farm, are you?
No.
Oh, good. If working, it works by this ricin. It works because I knew you were going to ask me how does it work, so I really delved into this. It works by getting inside the cells of a person's body and preventing the cells from making the proteins they need. Without the proteins, cells die. Eventually, this is harmful to the whole body, and it can cause death. So ricin breaks down cells, killing a person over a period of hours or days. If inhaled, injected, or ingested, less than a pinpoint of ricin can kill a person within 36 to 48 hours due to the failure of the respiratory and circulatory systems. There's no known antidote for ricin, but there is some good news. Ricin poisoning, Doug, is not contagious.
Oh, okay. What was Cipro? Remember when Cipro was all the rage, when everybody was worried about anthrax? Is that something that would help if you were exposed to ricin?
Good question.
What is Cipro, first of all?
Cipro is an antibiotic. Very good question. Anthrax is a bacteria. And this ricin is more like a protein. It's not a bug. It's a natural substance breakdown from castor beans. It's like castor bean oil. It's mostly proteinaceous.
Really? Say that again. What?
It's mostly, ricin is mostly made up of protein. It's not a bug. It's not, anthrax is a bacteria. This is not a living bug. This is just a substance, a breakdown product of processing castor beans.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? How something good in the whole.
Exactly.
When you break it down.
Yes.
It's like,
exactly.
What did somebody tell me about? Was it walnuts or maybe cashews?
And that is a good insight, because if you eat a castor bean, you're not going to get the ricin, but if
right.
you process.
Okay.
Yes.
So somebody said to me in another conversation on the, this is why this is such a fantastic way, I have to tell you, this is a fantastic way of making a living, even though it's harder to eke out a living these days than it used to be. But I'm such a curious sort. I've been on the air for a long, long time, and sometimes I think I've heard every answer to every question. I've asked every question it's possible to ask of everybody in the world, but then something comes up that is fascinating, and so you're talking about the root cause of a problem that comes from something that's good.
Exactly.
And then, but somebody said to me on the air in a conversation, Kara, I don't know if you remember this or not, help me with it a little if you can. While we were talking, it wasn't, I think it was cashews, and whether or not you're talking about ricin here, but does anthrax come possibly to, am I putting the two together, out of the powdered seed of a walnut or a cashew? Does that make any sense at all?
No. Anthrax is a bug. Is a bacteria.
Okay. All right. Well, I heard it was something bad anyway. I put it together. But then eating cashews, for me anyway, I have 3 or 4 handfuls of cashews a day.
Please don't tell me cashews are bad for you.
I know. No. It's not the cashew, but
that
there's some derivative that comes from it that apparently is. All right. Anyway, enough speculation on that. In a moment or two, I want to talk about a couple of things that have surfaced this week and a question. Always you can get questions to me, again, on Twitter, at Doug Steffen or Doug@DougSteffen.com. Sometimes people are concerned about weight loss in a way that gets them to do something drastic, to take the pounds off by having an operation or going into one of these support groups and going on crazy diets and that sort of thing. So, yeah, these things work to get the pounds off, but do they keep them off? That's the question, and the answer to that in most cases is N-O, no, they don't. Along comes Calitrin, which is a protein-based substance. The protein is collagen. Collagen is what your body, any doctor will tell you, your body produces its own up until 30, 35, and then it wanes, and then you're not really producing any. That's why your body turns to fat instead of keeping muscle. So if you want to keep your body in lean muscle tissue, or to be muscular, men and women, then you need to lose the weight in a very intelligent, well-thought-out plan that starts with Calitrin. It is the number one healthy choice for weight loss now after people have tried all this other stuff. And Ken will tell you, you go into an exercise program, you keep your muscles lean, and by exercising using Calitrin as a base for a collagen support system, a collagen creates the muscle, pushes the fat out, much easier to lose fat anyway, and the fat is used sometimes, I think, in the bodily process. Did you find that to be the case with you, Ken, when you were in your heavy exercise period? You had some extra weight, and exercising pushed the fat out, used that for energy to build muscle, right? Isn't that how it works?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, take advantage of the collagen in Calitrin. I don't mean to confuse people, but Calitrin is the brand name, and the main ingredient is a really fine version of collagen. Collagen peptides, in fact, proven effective at maintaining weight in addition to helping you lose the weight. So let's lose it and maintain it easily and positively and in a way that protects the rest of the integrity of your body. Calitrin at toploss.com. 10% off the deal. If you get 3 bottles, you'll get a 4th bottle free. That's not the reason to do it, but it's a help in making a decision. Let's go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the discount. And if you need really to have some help, some advice, you can call one of the operators at 833-TOPLOSS and talk to them before you order at toploss.com. That's toploss.com for the healthiest way to lose weight in America, Calitrin.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit toploss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
Good Day Health, with an understanding of medicines that are linked to higher allergy risks in youngsters around the world, the prevalence of allergies and asthma continuing to rise, and a new study suggests the possible factor that could help explain why this is the case. The study links the use of acid suppressive medications and antibiotics during infancy with the subsequent development of allergic diseases like asthma as you go into childhood and adulthood. These medications are given frequently, according to Dr. Edward Miter, who was the lead on this work. He said, we found 8% of all children received a prescription for acid suppressive therapy. Acid suppressive medications are typically prescribed or available over the counter to help reduce problems that relate to acidity in your gut, acid reflux, ulcers, that kind of stuff. And so these things, the medications, usually given to young children who regurgitate food and appear fussy. For most infants, though, regurgitation of food isn't a disease. It's the normal thing as they develop. That's the thing that's so crazy about this, the new medicine. People don't even know what's going on in your body. There's some infants with severe gastrointestinal problems, esophageal reflux, and they have the disease, and so they need to have therapy, but that's a few and far between. This is something that's happening now. The most important thing I think that you need to remember about these medications, the acid suppressors, the antibiotics, not only affect food allergy, but also affect other allergies, asthma, skin problems, dermatitis, eczema, nasal allergies. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about what to eat and what to expose your children to. All right, I surround myself with professionals that I know and like and trust and have known for years. I say that all the time with Ken because I do trust him and know him, and I've known him for years and years and years. Such is the case with my lawyer, who's actually been my lawyer for 45 years. Yesterday, he went to get his colonoscopy. The medical professionals didn't realize that he was allergic to both fentanyl and Versed. Is that what it's called? V-E-R-S-E-D?
Versed.
Versed. Okay.
He says they should have slept.
Yeah, they should have picked up on that from my charts. They didn't, otherwise they would have had an anesthesiologist to administer propofol. Anyway, he had a choice because there was no anesthesiologist.
And that's what Michael Jackson didn't wake up on.
Yeah, right, yeah. So he said he had a chance to reschedule the colonoscopy or do it right then and there. He did it without any sedative.
Ooh.
And he said his last line never again.
He's pretty tough.
He is pretty tough, yeah, yeah.
That was his own choice, I hope.
Yes, it was his choice.
That's very unusual.
Because he didn't know, this is his first time having a check.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, my God.
Is he sitting down today?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. He just sent me an email a little while ago and said
that is highly unusual.
Yeah, I would have thought it would be awful. You've had your colon.
Yeah, but I went to sleep.
I did too.
I'm surprised they did that.
Oh, my God. That has to have been. It just gives me the willies thinking about it.
Yeah.
Don't do that, folks. Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There is a doctor in the house. We continue to be amazed at the knowledge that is a part of our exchange here. The Dr. Ken Kronaus, traveling into our ears and our mind every week on Good Day Health and a part of our overall focus on your health and well-being. There's a lot of that here, and it's appropriate because a lot of people have questions. And as has been said, I was having a conversation earlier with a doctor who said she was talking about irritable bowel syndrome and how it seems to be more prevalent in women. And then she suggested the reason for it being more prevalent in women is that women go to their doctor more often than men do to seek out answers to questions. Do you find that to be the case in your practice at Lake Cardiology down in Florida? More women come to you with heart questions or problems and heart correction than men?
Well, in general, women a little bit more than men tend to go to the doctor, and often a reason why some married or coupled men do better is because a good woman behind them get them to the doctor. But I see pretty close. I'd say probably 60-40 women, but I see pretty close even.
It is. Do you think that's because of your specialty? More people are, you know, heart disease, cancer, that sort of thing. You don't know you have cancer, but you know, it's not as easy to recognize cancer symptoms as it is heart symptoms. Isn't that true or not?
Well, remember, heart disease is not a men's problem. The number one killer of women in America since the late 1980s has been heart disease. So heart disease is a big problem for women, much bigger than cancer of the breast. So we see plenty of women.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of women, there's some news this week. Dr. Ken is noted for his understanding of the information that is usually just doctor speak. And if you were to read some of these journals, God knows why you would. But if you did,
keep you up at night.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Ken reads them and sort of synthesizes the information. So here's something that's important for those of you who are looking at the female side of things and the impact of processed meats on women and breast cancer issues.
Yeah, let's prevent some breast cancer. This is out of the International Journal of Cancer just this week, Doug. Eating processed meats like bacon, sausages, and ham can increase the risk of breast cancer. Regularly consuming processed meats is linked with a 9% higher risk of breast cancer. Processed meats are those that have been preserved by smoking, curing, or salting.
Wow. You know, you look around at the information. I saw a recall of ground beef. Cargill, again, one of the ag giants, putting all the small farmers out of business. They had to recall tens of thousands of pounds of ground meat because of E. coli. Now, we talk about E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all of these things frequently, Ken. What we kind of look at them as something that can be overcome. But is there, in your experience, or what you're reading in some of the journals, is there a long-term impact of, you know, kind of following up on what we just said about processed meats, eating this stuff, getting attacked by these bacteria, can it have a long-term, almost fatal impact on you if you have enough of it or if you don't really get it all out of your system?
Well, those who have chronic illness, their immune systems are not working up to par. In the very young, these illnesses can be life-threatening. But yeah, most of us in middle age who have good immune systems, we get sick, but we get better.
Yeah, but this instance here brings about a focus on kidney failure. Apparently the symptoms, the diarrhea and the irritable bowel syndrome, which seems to be a part of our conversation in the main today, the number of people being hurt by this E. coli, all of these things, it just is amazing.
The bugs are getting stronger and worse.
And the processing of food makes it more of a problem because they mask it, they cover it up instead of not having it in the first place. All right, so there's food news with Dr. Ken. Here's some news. Speaking of food, if you're interested in super health and super well-being, then you need Texas Superfood at your side, or at least in front of you every day. The powdered form, capsule form of 55 organic fruits and vegetables, and that's the underscore here, the organic fruits and vegetables. There's a lot of products out there with fruits and vegetables powdered, and they're good, but this is the best. Texas Superfood, as the name suggests, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables processed here for Texas Superfood, so you get the benefit. It's fabulous stuff, and I would suggest if you really want to know more about it, I can't tell you much in a few seconds, go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, see and find out about their nutrition.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.